Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
You're listening to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
All right, welcome back in. 11 o'clock hour here on a Thursday on Issel and Louis. Taking you up until noon, Bobby V after us. First replay, 3 o'clock. Andy will be live at the Final Four in Houston, so make sure you tune in for his 3 to 6 Rantings Ravings. They usually get a bunch of great guests during our radio row down in Houston. Of course, second hour of our show presented by our friends at Delta Dental and DeltaDentalKY.com. Get those plans for yourself, for your family, or for your employees with a nationwide network of dentists. They also offer those vision plans through VSP, through Delta Vision. Make sure you check out all of it at DeltaDentalKY.com. And of course, it is the last day of the legislative session. 564-8100. Call. I don't care where you live in our listening area. If you are in favor of sports betting, 564-8100. Keep it going. I got bad news during the break from a source down in Lexington that Donald Douglas, so if you live in Fayette, Girard, or Jessamine County, he voted yes in committee and is now ready to vote no on this bill. At least take it to the floor, Dr. Douglas. Donald Douglas. And there are two uncommitted votes right now on the Republican side. 564-8100. We bring in Jay Davis, who can bet on sports because he lives in a first world country. Jay, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're all right. The show before us made an argument, one of the guys, I shouldn't say both, that not having McDonald's All-Americans is better than having McDonald's All-Americans. How do you feel about that argument?
I'm trying to be diplomatic here. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, on the one hand, the All-Americans do have the best talent. On the other hand, you know, I guess some people might think if you're not like a super high level of talent, you're more coachable, which is what college coaches want because they're very controlling. So, I mean, I guess I can see both sides of that, I guess.
I think it's obvious that that came from a man who supports a team that has no McDonald All-Americans, Jay. So that probably swayed him a little bit. If you watch the McDonald's All-American game, I think if you're a Kentucky fan, you have to be pretty excited. I think all four players really showed out in that game.
Yeah, Wagner especially, you know, he looked really good. The thing about that is, you know, Kentucky always has All-Americans, and, you know, that hasn't, transferred into a lot of, you know, success over the last, 7-8 years. So you just got to see how it goes. Now, a lot of stuff with recruiting rankings and, you know, these high school All-Star games, those guys are great. But, you know, it's a completely different game, obviously, you know, going from high school to college with, you know, the level of athletes you're competing against every day in practice and, you know, on opposing teams. So, you know, I don't think we can make too many judgments off that yet.
He's Jay Davis at @JDavis_1981 on Twitter. Where are you guys on vacation?
We are in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, look at you. What's going on in the Smokies?
Yeah. Nothing, just a few day getaway from home. Bring the kids to the water park. We were going to do a couple hikes, but it's not warm enough. So,
okay, well, good enough.
So we're just going to hang out.
By the way, just got a text that someone called 564-8 and then a different number. It's 8100. 564-8100. The reason you got hung up on is because you sent you called the wrong people. 564-8100. Let your senator know that you are in favor of them at least voting on this. especially if you live anywhere near Manchester, where the Senate President, Robert Stivers, who, by the way, apparently is... It's something that can be changed. And Max Wise, of course, on Twitter, we've talked, I put it out on Twitter, at Maxwell Wise on Twitter, is running for lieutenant governor in this state and will not put his name on the vote. That should be disqualifying. So let's force him to put his name on the vote if he wants to be in a position like lieutenant governor here in Kentucky. Jay, Final Four coming up. If it ends up that UConn wins the Final Four, is there a chance that actually this is kind of business as usual? Because, you know, in 1980, when U of L won, they were a 2 seed. There was a 5, 6, and 8 seed with them in the Final Four. In 2000, when Michigan State won, they were a 1 seed, a 5 and 2 8s. UConn won as a 3 seed with a 4 and 8 and 11 in 2011. UCLA won as a Florida won as a 3 seed with a 2, 4, and 11 in 2006. If UConn wins the title here, is this kind of just how this goes once in a while in the Final Four?
Yeah, especially particularly with UConn, a lot of people don't think about UConn as a blue blood, but over the last 25 years, they have more championships than any other program. All four of their titles have come since 1999. Yeah. I think a reason for that is either they're the best team in the country and they win a national championship, or they finish like sixth or seventh in their conference and lose in the first round or don't even make the tournament. Mm-hmm. But, just in terms of getting there and winning titles, UConn's the most successful team in the last 25 years.
Jay, we talked about this the other day. Theoretically, 15 out of the 16 top college teams aren't in the Final Four because you've got no ones, no twos, no threes, and only 1 4. Do you see this year being an outlier, or do you think this is the new normal in college basketball?
No, this is going to happen more often, with the transfer portal and NIL. The NIL allows for guys who won't be pros, to stay longer and make some more money. NIL, the transfer portal, you look at programs like particularly this Final Four with San Diego State and Florida Atlantic, you might have some really good coaches, take some, I guess what you would call, I don't want to call them lower level jobs because they're all good jobs, there's only so many of them. And, build a program like, Dusty May's done in Florida Atlantic and Dutch has done in San Diego State. I know Dutch is kind of, building off of some success that Steve Fisher had, but this isn't going to happen in football. But, basketball is a little easier, because basketball, one or two guys and the right coach can get you to the Final Four.
Reminder, last day of the legislative year, 564-8100, 564-8100 to get a hold of your state senator, at least get it to the floor. New people to look up on Twitter, at Maxwell Wise on Twitter. He's running for lieutenant governor and is in the Senate now and will not give an opinion on sports betting. At Kentucky Senate Prez, at KY Senate Prez for Mr. Stivers on Twitter. Let's get this moving. 564-8100. Excuse me. Do you have UConn winning it?
Yeah. And that's mostly just because I just can't see any other three teams winning.
Okay.
Just defensively, San Diego State could give it, gives itself a shot every game. They'd obviously be nice stories, but, what's the equivalent of, San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, or a basketball program like Miami winning? I can't really, I guess if Miami won, that's kind of like Florida in 2006, but... I just can't see that happening. UConn's got a lot of size. They've got some veterans. Dan Hurley's a really good coach. I just think at this point, the cream's going to rise to the crop. And I know I've said that the last couple of weeks about this tournament, but I think that's finally going to come to form this weekend.
Jay, let's switch sports here a little bit. A national story that has a lot of local interest is what's going on with Lamar Jackson. Seems teams are lining up now to say why they're not interested or why they're not going to make an offer for Lamar. Do you see him just going back hat in hand and playing for Baltimore this year?
I don't know, because, he could do that because he wants to play. But, what's to stop him on this 1 year, franchise tender from, if he sprains his ankle like week two saying, you know, I'm not going to play anymore, you know, because he's jeopardizing long-term money. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, a lot of the teams that said they don't want him, they're in desperate need of a quarterback. I don't want to say it's collusion, but it just feels like it. He's 26. You know, quarterbacks his age with his, you know, record and, you know, having been an MVP already, they don't come on the open market at all. And this is just, you know, this is just a really weird situation. And from his side, you know, it's killing him not having an agent. You know, like, you know, agents hear rumors from, you know, they talk to different teams and different people, you know, to find out, to gauge interest. You know, agents themselves can plant rumors to help their clients, and him representing himself, I hope it works out for him, but just having an agent, you know, just saves you a lot of work, and it there's a lot of benefits to it, especially for a pro athlete.
Texter, I called the idiots, I mean senators. That's right. Hey, no name calling today. We need them to help us. 564-8100. Go ahead and call and make sure that you tell them where you live and that you are in favor of sports betting and at least getting it to the floor. I cannot stress that enough. Make these people put their names on it. Make them be the one or two people that this year are against it, and it actually passes the Senate, but not with 60%, so it won't matter when it's 50% next year. All right, Jay.
Hey, Jay, can you tell our man's on a mission this morning?
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. You know, that's a good thing. You know, you see with the Brad Beal story that it's causing a lot of problems, but this is no different than fantasy football. You know, the last 20, 25 years, people have been saying, I hate player X because he ruined my fantasy season. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, it's weird. You know, the older I get, the more I realize there's a lot of strange people in the world who care about a lot of things that I don't think they shouldn't. But, I mean, you know, it's fun. You know, like, over the last couple of weeks with the tournament, my wife's won more money than me. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to have healthy fun with it, I should say. And, you know, I think it should be an option for everybody.
This is Jay Davis's last appearance on our show. Starting next week, we'll talk to his wife instead here on ESPN 680 105.7. Hey, so you're a league pass guy. How good are the Sacramento Kings?
They're really good. They can't stop anybody.
Okay.
Even when, you know, this kind of goes back to, you know, I guess you would call them their glory days. They haven't really had any. But, you know, those couple years, Weber and Peja Stojakovic, Mike Bibby, whatever, winning 50 games, getting to the conference finals, that crowd is great. I think Mike Brown has coach of the year locked up. They have two guys, you know, De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, that probably should get some MVP votes. I think it's interesting this year, you know, looking at the standings. On the surface, you say, I think for sure they'll win their first round series, but in the first round they might have to play the Warriors or the Lakers. So they're good. They've been a lot of fun this year. The light the beam thing is a lot of fun, but I got to see it in the playoffs. You know, that, like I said, that home crowd is going to be great. I could see them going up 2-0 in the first round series and then coming back for game five tied and them having lost those games 3 and 4 by double digits. But it's, you know, it's fun. They've got fun players. They've got a really good coach. And, you know, it'll just be interesting to see how they do once the playoffs start.
Yeah, Jay, you mentioned I'm happiest for the fans because they have supported that franchise through a lot of years of not getting much done, bad trades, bad draft choices, bad coaches. And even having to fight, of course, the commissioner was on their side, fight to keep that franchise from moving to Seattle. So I hope they make it a couple rounds. I think those fans in Sacramento deserve it.
Yeah, you know, I do too. You know, just from a standpoint of fun and, you know, seeing a new team, you know, have some success in the playoffs. But, yeah, you know, just looking at the matchup possibilities. I mean, they could even – you know, if things don't go right these last five or six games, they could play the Suns in the first round. You know, like I said, they could play the Lakers or the Warriors or the Clippers. There's some, you know, they still have a chance to move up to the 2 seed, too. You know, they're only 2 games behind Memphis. But
right.
I just got to see it. You know, I got to see them, you know, make those adjustments. You know, in the playoffs, then that it slows down. You know, there's not as many possession. You're not running up and down the floor as much, you know. So just, you know, I know De'Aaron Fox has the most clutch points you know, so in the fourth, you know, clutch points the last 5 minutes of a game, you know, games within 5 minutes, games within 5 points. I think that's what that stat is. He's got the most clutch points this season.
Wow.
But, you know, defensive schemes change, matchups change, you know, by game three or four. It's a chess match, you know, and things are settled by, you know, game four, game five. So I want to see him in that position. You know, it'll just be fun to see how, particularly De'Aaron Fox has grown. You know, a lot of people thought he was one of those guys where he puts up good stats on a bad team. And now, like I said, I think he should be first or second team all NBA, and he should get some MVP votes.
Jay Davis with us, Normal Spot from Cranes Detroit here on ESPN 680 1057. Taking you up until noon. Bobby V will have you after that. 564-8100. Call your senator today if you are in favor of sports betting in the Commonwealth. Today's the last day of the legislative session. And there are people who are on the fence. And if you think that you calling doesn't matter, I can tell you that it does matter. Jay, Kyrie is surprised that his team is bad. Are you surprised that his team is bad?
I am. Okay, so this is the thing with Kyrie. I'm surprised they're so bad so fast, because if you remember,
usually takes a while. Yeah,
Boston, yeah. You know, when he first got to Boston, I think that first year they started 20-5, and you know he got hurt, but they got to the conference finals. You know, the Brooklyn thing. You know, they were good with him his first year. That was that COVID year, and he got hurt. They fell to the, you know, 7 or 8 seed. It's just surprising to me that this has happened so fast, and I don't think you can put that all on Kyrie. They gave up their best, most versatile defender in that trade. Their team right now is basically what it was, you know, before they turned it around last season. You know, last year they had Brunson and Luka. They only had two guards, but then they got Dinwiddie, so they had a 3-guard rotation. They got some more size with, you know, Bertans and more shooting, and they had, you know, they had defense with Dorian Finney-Smith, and now they don't have any of that. Jason Kidd hasn't done a good job. I'd be surprised if he's the coach again next year. And it just kind of shows, you know, that run to the West Finals last year was a bit of a fluke.
Yeah, for sure. You already mentioned it, Jay. The first three teams in the West, the Nuggets, the Kings, and the Grizzlies, have those three spots pretty much locked up, maybe not in that order. But then from there on down, I think the rest of the teams through maybe Dallas, who right now is out of the playoffs, out of the play-in game, I think there's only 3.5 game difference. So going down the stretch, this Western Conference is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, people were a little apprehensive about the play-in, you know, once it was first introduced, but it's done its job. You know, that first year you had the Lakers against the Warriors. Last year you had Brooklyn in the play-in, and this year you're going to have some combination of, you know, the Clippers, the Warriors, or, you know, or the Lakers. You know, you could have two of those teams in the play-in, you know, two or all three of them. So, I mean, it's doing its job, you know. So I'm just interested to see, you know, how everything shakes out with the matchups. I'm interested to see if there's any jockeying too, you know, because I don't think the Warriors are scared of Memphis, and I think once you get Memphis in the playoffs, you know, it kind of shows that, you know, in the last 5 minutes, you know what they're going to do. You know Ja's going to have the ball. You know, he's going to be the one trying to make a play, you know, trying to score. I don't think they have a lot of offensive versatility as far as, like, late and close games in the playoffs. So the Warriors are at 6 now. They're a game and a half out of 4th. They're a game out of 5th. You know, what if the Warriors, you know, what if they try to position themselves to fall back into the play-in so they can play Memphis in the first round because they're not scared of them. You know, I remember last year Milwaukee tried to do that. You know, Milwaukee rested guys on the last game of the season, and that's what cost them that game. They would have had that game 7 in the second round against Boston, but losing, you know, cost them that game, and it cost them that series essentially. I know they were up 3-2 in that series and lost game 6 and game 7, but having game 7 at home probably would have made a difference. So, you know, I'm just interested to see, you know, where these seeds shake out and see, you know, how these teams position themselves for the particular matchups that they might be looking for.
Jay Davis with us. More likely for you to go to a Tigers game this year or to watch WrestleMania this weekend?
WrestleMania.
Oh, I had to ask.
I was thinking about that. I haven't been to a Tigers game in like 5 years, and I mean, they weren't good when I went, but that was just an excuse to hang out with some buddies. But yeah, you know, I like that. I cannot watch bad baseball. I get the MLB.TV package every spring, you know, so I can watch, you know, Lisa likes to watch the Brewers, but I want to watch the Dodgers or the Astros, you know, or see Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Right. You know, I can't watch that. I cannot watch bad baseball.
Dan totally disagrees with you. Bad baseball has been a pillar of
Dan's life. Baseball my entire life, Jay. My entire life I watched bad baseball, except for 2016 when we finally... Yeah. So, hey, I wanted to ask one more question about the NBA. A month or so ago, a straw poll had Jokic winning the MVP by a mile. And a couple of things have happened. The first part of the month, I think the Nuggets lost 4 out of 5 games and a couple of games that, you know, were head scratchers. And then in the head-to-head matchup a month or so ago, Embiid just schooled Jokic, and now it's razor thin. If Jay Davis had an MVP vote in the NBA this year, who would he vote for?
I'm not sure. You know, I know there's only 5 games left, but you know, different things can happen down the stretch. You know, you mentioned that losing that bad stretch Denver had; they won 4 straight since then. I thought last weekend was interesting as far as Joel Embiid's case. You know, they play that game in Oakland. They lose to the Warriors. I thought he was going to take the Suns game off Saturday so he could be ready for that game in Denver they had on Monday. But, you know, he played that Suns game. They lose that, and then they lose in Denver on Monday night. He doesn't even play. So, you know, that I think that might have sold it up for Jokic. But there's – I mean, I don't think he's going to win it, but Giannis is the best player in the league to me. And, you know, he's putting up numbers that are comparable to both of them. You know, he's 30-plus points. I think he averages more rebounds than both of them. You know, and he's averaging 5 or 6 assists a game, too, on the team with the best record in the league. And, you know, growing up, that's routinely who won the award. It was the best player on the best team because in basketball, one guy being so good can make that much of a difference. And, you know, just for Jokic to win 3 MVPs in a row would be awesome for him. But then that, you know, it'll start this spring. You know, if they lose in the second round of the playoffs, you know, the questions about how much you can win with him will start. And, you know, the same could be said for Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid hasn't been to a conference finals yet. So, I mean, I don't know who I would vote for. There's 3 guys clearly in the running for it. And, you know, you can make a case for all 3 of them.
Giannis has played 60 games, Joel 62, Jokic 62. What do you think the minimum threshold of games should be for an MVP?
65.
Okay. So they'll all get there, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe not Giannis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if Giannis will get there, you know, because they're 3 games up on the Celtics with, what, 6? They have 6 games left. So, you know, he might not have to play their last couple of games depending on, you know, what happens over the next few days.
So I know this guy. He's a Hall of Famer, and he played 15 professional seasons amidst 24 games.
Wow.
You ever heard about that, Dan?
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
I would love to be a fly on the wall. Dan, you know, Dan plays like in today's game, and the coach comes in and he goes, "Hey, we're giving you the night off." And Dan's like, "How about you go bleep yourself?" You know, like, "No, I'm playing."
Yeah.
Like,
you know, that's the thing. You know, a lot of people look at it, you know, that the player wants to take the night off. You know, if they have, there's all this research now, all this science that talks about miles put on your body. And, you know, the teams are the ones telling the coaches to tell the players to take the night off. But, you know, we talked about this before, you know, a lot of these guys, because of AAU being year round and, you know, them only playing basketball, you know, as opposed to, you know, mixing up sports, you know, while they're kids. A lot of these guys are already, I don't want to call it broken down, but they're primed for injury right as soon as they get to the league.
Dan's the healthiest 74-year-old I've ever known. So
that's a great point. I know one thing, Jay. In my day, if a guy came into the locker room and said, "I'm not playing tonight," and you said, "Oh, really? What happened? What's wrong?" And he said, "Oh, nothing. It's just load management." He would have had to fight his way out of the locker room. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I know. I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I don't think athletes have PTO written into their contracts like regular people.
Jay Davis with us, Jay. Our culture item today is about scrounging for gold, do you think you would have made a good prospector in the 19th century?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
No.
I was like, I'd give myself like 3 days and then snake bite and I'm done. Like, you know.
Yeah. I might. I would take like you said, 3 or 4 days. And if I didn't find anything, I'd just find something else to do.
You know what, Jay? You know what Jay would have been? Jay would have been the guy who owned the bar with the crooked roulette wheel. That's who Jay would have been in the gold rush era.
Crooked roulette wheel.
I don't know about that either. I would have gone to the bar, but I don't know if I would have had a crooked roulette wheel.
It's a good way to get killed.
Exactly.
Well, have a good rest of the trip.
Back then was already 22.
What do you guys get back home?
Saturday, before the Final Four and before WrestleMania starts.
There you go. Jay Davis. Man, there are so many guys listening that are like, why isn't Jay the host of the show instead of Louis? He talks about WrestleMania.
A man with a plan.
There you go.
Always.
Well, there should be a box waiting for you when you get there. We appreciate you jumping on. Jay Davis, at Jay Davis underscore 1981, here with us on Isla and Louis. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks,
right,
Jay.
Thanks.
564-8100. 564-8100, especially if you live in Lexington or in southern Kentucky. Representative or Senator Donald Douglas now has flipped his vote from pro in the committee to anti, seemingly today. I don't know who's influenced him, but boy, it's really disappointing. Max Wise is running for lieutenant governor. Make him go to the floor with his vote. The president, Robert Stivers of the Senate, is undecided. Let's make them at least vote on this stuff. 564-8100 texter pointing out that the people who answer the phones at 564-8100 are 1,000 years old. You are correct, but they are very nice old ladies, so be nice to them. 564-8100. Get in there. Let's make sure that they at least vote on it. Let's at least get a freaking vote. Get people's names on this thing. That's all I want today. All right. Second hour of the show. Presented by our friends at Delta Dental, DeltaDentalKY.com. Plans for you, your family, your employees, nationwide network of dentists. If you're a dentist, check out the Dentist Tools tab at the top of the page. Expand your practice at DeltaDentalKY.com. On the other end, we go foraging for gold. We do it next here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Welcome back to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Welcome back to the last segment on this Thursday morning. This is Issel and Louis, ESPN 680 105.7. In this hour of the show, brought to you by Delta Dental of Kentucky. Delta Dental's plans are designed to meet your unique needs and budgets, with a wide range of coverage options to choose from. Whether you're looking for basic coverage or comprehensive protection, Delta Dental of Kentucky has you covered. As a not-for-profit organization, Delta Dental of Kentucky invests in their community to help improve access to dental care for everyone and believes that all Kentuckians deserve a happy and healthy smile. So why wait? Sign up for Delta Dental of Kentucky today and start enjoying the benefits of a healthy smile. You can visit them at DeltaDentalKY.com or you can call them at 1-800-955-2030 to learn more.
Reminder, we are your exclusive radio play-by-play home in Louisville for the NCAA tournament, including the Final Four and the national title on Monday. Saturday, we'll have that coverage starting at 3:30 right here on 680-105.7 and on the app. And then on Monday, we will have the national championship game. Coverage will start at 6:30 here on 680-105.7. A reminder that Andy Sweeney is down at the Final Four today, so the first replay we'll have coverage from Radio Row down in Houston as well. And I want to thank our sponsors on the Bracket Challenge and the 4,200 of you or so that signed up at ESPNLouisville.com. It was presented by our friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services in Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, and of course, woo! Wing Zone Thursday. Thanks to Adam and his staff dropping off Wing Zone Catering. To the ESPN Louisville studios, Madness deal still going on. 20 boneless wings and a large wedge for $15.99. Great deal. Perfect for lunch, dinner, catering to the office, or a game watch party. You can order online at wingzone.com. Tons of deals on the website. Those three area locations, the new one, for our friends in the South End on Dixie Highway in front of Holy Cross, on Poplar Level Road near Audubon Park, then, of course, in Hikes Point as well. Dan, you got to remind me, you're a boneless guy, yeah?
Yes.
All right, okay. chicken nugget guy.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah, Avery, are you a chicken nugget guy?
I prefer the bone in.
Okay. All right. Or the traditional, if you will.
Yes, the traditional.
Yeah. But they put stuff on it so you can't eat the ones that we get, right?
Yeah, because every sauce is different, so I prefer not to.
Not
so
to find
I'll
out,
eat the chicken tenders that they bring in.
Oh, those are excellent, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're so really, good. Really excellent. And, they're huge.
They are huge. You are correct. 564-8100.
Not eating food with my fingers.
564-8100. Yell at your senators. Tell them that you love sports gambling. 564-8100. We are getting lots of movement in those ranks today, so it's a... There are undecided folks still out there. 564-8100. If you live in Shelby County and part of Jefferson County, your representative is a woman named Adrienne Southworth. She's available on Twitter at Senate7KY, excuse me. And if you live in LaRue, Marion, Nelson, Spencer, or Washington County, you can find Senator Jimmy at Senator Jimmy on Twitter. So go ahead and go. And that's a W for Avery, like in the traditional wings. I'm just a fat guy. I like both. More concerned about the sauce than I am how I eat it. Don't like to eat food with your hands, but you like the salami sandwiches.
Well, I prefer to eat with my fingers when I'm by myself. When I'm in a restaurant, I will never. If you and I, go to a restaurant like we did with Martini's, you won't see me out in public eating lunch or dinner or breakfast with another friend or acquaintance. I won't get a sandwich or I prefer in public to eat with a fork.
Text line, don't worry, I marked it. I got Avery talking about bones, don't worry. I watched you eat with your hands at Chef's Cup, man.
Well, pizza.
I love that you're like, I don't like to eat food with my hands. And then I bring up sandwiches and pizza, and you're like, well, that doesn't count. That's
pizza
great.
Pizza doesn't count.
Oh, man.
Pizza. So, Louie,
yes.
I'm sure you've heard of this, about this by now, but yesterday, Streetle was hosting all by himself, so he had to get anybody he could to call in and help him out. And so we did a nice little interview yesterday, but... I found it interesting that Streetle was upset with me for going to a Kansas game.
Right.
When he has jumped off and on the Kentucky bandwagon this year so often. I mean, his back has to hurt. and he's talking about me going to a Kentucky game.
We had
a good time.
The thing about that debate, and I appreciated Sean calling in, by the way, that you made that guy's like year by letting him do that, by the way, do the Rupp impersonation. The thing about the Kansas thing with you, Dan, is kind of fascinating to me because I do understand the fan thing about wanting the all-time wins record. I think that's a thing that fans really care about, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And they want to be the best.
Absolutely. But I think that there's also a line of demarcation where it's pretty clear that the reason people are upset is because Kansas and Kentucky are the blue bloods of blue bloods, right?
Yeah. And as we talked about yesterday, and as Bill Self himself said, you know, this is a rivalry out of respect. I mean, it's not like you hate Tennessee because they threw oranges at you, or you hate U of L because they're the other school. I mean, this isn't a hate rivalry. This is a respect rivalry.
If Connecticut gets a fifth title and has more titles than Kansas, how are we going to talk about it?
Ooh, that's a great point. That's an outstanding point. I mean, because and you know, when you talk about Kentucky and their eight championships, I mean, four of them were before you guys were born. I mean, five in the last, 25 years?
Yes.
That's some kind of impressive.
That's unbelievable.
I think UConn has to go in that discussion for sure.
Because Kentucky, in a 30-year span from 48 to 78, won five. right?
Yeah.
It's that kind of run. That's what we're talking about here, right? And so it's, you know, or Duke from 91 to 2015 in that 25-year span got five titles. I mean, we're talking about that kind of rarefied air. Excuse me. And so, you know, right now they're tied with Kansas with four. Louisville, Villanova have three. And then there's a smattering of teams with two: Cincinnati, Florida, Michigan State, North Carolina State, Oklahoma State, and San Francisco. Only three of those titles are since 2000 with those teams. So those are more in the past, especially with like a San Francisco or Oklahoma State. But I mean, for UConn, three different coaches as well. That's the other part of it, right? Is that it's programmatic at that point. It's not based on a Coach K like it is at Duke. And I'm not picking on Duke, but they were great because of Coach K. Right. And obviously they built a culture around the place and Cameron and, you know, the crazies and whatever else.
Yeah.
But
no. Duke was certainly not a blue blood before Kay got there.
Dexter, we also threw rotten oranges at the Alabama cheerleaders and 5-pound bags of sugar on Vandy fans.
Yeah, that's not a rivalry out of respect.
No, it's not. Oh, man. I listened to Big 44 and Big Rig yesterday and was really impressed with their chemistry. They should do that more. Man, see, people are trying to get me out of this job. I don't like it. I really don't.
Well, that's the other thing. They Striedl brought up he wanted to make sure you and I were all right because we disagree on things from time to time. So
I think people would be stunned to see our text chain and how often we talk back and forth. It's at least, what, three different times a day? Something like that?
Hey, but it's like a great marriage. You know, it's not going to be – you have to work on a marriage. You're not going to agree on everything, and that's what you and I have. But we have if you say something stupid, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, you're right, Louie. And the same way with me and you. So we're going to have our disagreements, but we're having a great time. I am anyway.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't do this show if you weren't having fun. You're Dan Issel. You would just no. Your attitude is you don't do things you're not interested in. So tell us about Baron.
You know, let me tell you about my friends at Baron's. Great food, great drinks, and great people. They have you covered for lunch and dinner, carry out, dine in, or delivery. Stop in at Baron's at Bowman Field. And enjoy the best pizza in town. Baron's. Yeah, it's that good. I screwed that up, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You're good.
Baron's Pizza. Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, that good? That's yeah. Right.
Go see see them out of Dan and Louie are rivals out of respect. It's a good text. Oh, man.
But I think the thing that bothered Jimmy the most was me singing the KU fight song. I think that was the part that he didn't like.
I will say, he was laughing the entire time during that rejoin, and he literally turned to me and said, this was perfect for this segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, Thumbs, we all recognize you work harder on that show than you do
on God,
that.
Oh, no, yeah.
I didn't put any of those together. I just loaded them into the system.
Yeah, and when Streetle asked you for something, you didn't take like eight, like slothy seconds getting to the mic either. It was very nice of you to respond as quickly as you
could. Because he had it actually queued up beforehand.
I brought Avery coffee today because I wanted her to be able to reply today. How was this one? Is this a good drink today?
They did it correctly.
Okay. That was the place that screwed it up last time.
Yes, it was. The one that gave me caramel that one time.
That's right.
They did it correct this time.
Yeah, they have taken down the plastic screen in front of the checkout area, so I think they can actually hear you now. But UConn would be tied with Indiana and Duke. I mean, is it time to start thinking of UConn as historically important as a place like Indiana?
Well, certainly in
because
the
answer
term,
is the answer is yes, right? I mean, it's like no question, right? Yeah, okay.
Because again, Indiana. When was the last time Indiana won the championship?
1987. Yeah, 87.
Yeah. So no. Hey, what about Jay Davis? Is he amazing? He comes up, he says something every show that I just go, how does he know that? And when he came up with the statistic that with games within 5 points in the last 5 minutes, Fox has the most clutch baskets. Where does he get stuff like that? I mean, that's, That's incredible.
He keeps talking about starting a basketball podcast, and I keep telling him, you know Dan Issel right now. Right now is the time to launch, because Dan will jump on that podcast with you. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if he keeps the kids out of the background.
He's on vacation. Be nice. 564-8100 is the number. Last day of the legislative session. If you're tired of hearing that number, don't worry. Bobby V has no idea it's the last day of the legislative session, so he won't mention it at all. 564-8100. And go ahead and call.
You better get some security to get you back to the gated community today.
I'm not afraid of these people. 564-8100. Max Wise is a giant coward. He's running for lieutenant governor. And so make sure that Max Wise hears from you. He's on Twitter at Maxwell Wise. Go ahead and get a hold of him there. And Jimmy Higdon is opposed to it as well. He's at Senator Jimmy on Twitter. His home phone number on the website is 270-692-6945. Go ahead and call him at his house. And, of course, you can leave a message for him at 564-8100.
I bet Mrs. Jimmy is not happy with you because he's not even there, and she's got to answer the phone.
All these people are calling asking for sports betting, Jimmy. What did you do? What did you do?
Senator Jimmy. You think she calls... I don't even know if he's married. You think she calls him Senator Jimmy?
That's great. Oh man. All these Catholic guys against gambling. What are we doing? I understand the one in Shelby County. She went to a tiny Baptist college in Louisiana. I'll give her that. But, I mean, how does Jimmy Higdon call himself a Catholic and not love a picnic? I mean, what are we doing? Jesus. What are we doing? Man, oh man, these people.
That's the original sports book.
No question.
Catholic bingo. Fish fries and bingo. Sign me up.
Dexter, Dan talks about Jay Davis like ESPN talked about Caitlin Clark during the UofL game. UofL fans were so mad, and then she puts up 40, triple-double. God. Oh man, a reminder, we are your home for Louisville City FC as well, boys in purple. Laid an egg on Saturday. They'll try not to lay an egg this weekend. George Davis IV will join Jeff Milby on the call there, 9:45 pregame, and then 10 o'clock kick here on your home for all things purple, ESPN 680, 105.7, and on the app. And, of course, the Reds are back. Sorry, Ben Roberts. They're back, and they'll be on our air against the Pirates. That AAA matchup can be heard at 1:10 on ESPN 680, 105.7.
And he is run. Now, there's a guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about, Ben Roberts. He puts the Cubs in the same category as the Reds and the Pirates. What's wrong with him?
Oh, man.
What's wrong with him?
I know a guy who's in Chicago right now for opening day. Are you jealous?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You've heard of my story about my senior year in high school going to opening day, haven't you?
No. Oh, yes, I have, yes.
Yeah. About all six of us being shown on WGN.
That's great.
And the guy calling the high school principal in Batavia and saying, hey, how come Issel, Anderson, and what went right down the line are at the Cub game? Isn't school in session?
Did something bad happen to that person? Because I hope something bad happened to that person.
I used to know who it was. Now I can't remember.
Like his garage burned down or something, or, you know, like, you know, the brakes failed in his car when he was going down a hill or something. You know, turning into Avery here for no reason. Avery, there's a request on the text line for your Twitter handle. Do you have one, and do you want to give it out?
Avery Dill, 1105.
There you go.
That one I actually know today.
Texter. A potential candidate for lieutenant governor who won't go on record about a bill is like a man wanting to marry your daughter, but doesn't want to talk to you or have anything to do with the rest of the family. Ding, ding, ding. Is George Davis IV related to Jay Davis? No, I don't think he is. That's a good question. That's a good job by the texter. But yeah, I think the UConn question's a really interesting one, man, because it is in sports, especially in American sports, for some reason, we love old stuff, right? We love old stadiums. We love old teams. We love black and white photos, and no offense to you, but, you know, like, you know, the photo of you and Rupp. And, I love Dan, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so like, but it's a whole
sports stuff.
Old sports stuff. Yeah. But no, but seriously, and we are all nostalgic about stuff, and especially from our childhood, right? I mean, like you talk about Ernie Banks, like you know him, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. And so so I get it, but when it happens in front of us, I think we're less willing to be complimentary because we remember those things before. The most glaring example I can think of around here was when Russ Smith was when it was time to put his name in the rafters here, how everyone just ran to, he's not as good as Wes. He's not as good as Purvis. He's not as good as, Charlie. He's not. And it's like, yeah, yes, he is. It's just a different era. Like, he just plays a different style. You remember that because you were in your teen years or whatever. Like, you have those great memories of those teams. But Russ absolutely, belongs. And you did a good thing the other day in changing my mind about something, which was, in my mind, Oscar Tshiebwe was not our go-to-the-rafters guy at UK. And then you reminded me, you're like, Louis, National Player of the Year, unanimously.
Yeah.
Of course he goes to the rafters. So good job by you. And it, that's the kind of stuff, like with UConn, the blue blood talk is based on things that happened so long ago that we got to update that list, man. And if UConn wins it, man, five titles, three different coaches, they're absolutely on the list.
Yeah. And they have, I mean, this year has not even been a question. I mean, they won their first four games in the tournament, Louis, by 22.5 points. Now, I don't expect that the Miami game will be that.
Or that San Diego State can lose by that many points.
San Diego State or Florida Atlantic could lose a championship game by that many. That's for sure. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They have to be in the discussion. Especially, given, I would say the last 25 years, there has been more teams have a chance. I mean, back in the era that we're talking about, only 16 teams made the NCAA the tournament.
Right.
So the chances of somebody coming out of the blue to win it were nil because you had the 16 best teams and only a handful of those, really had a chance to win. Now they're winning national championships when there's 25 teams that have a chance to win.
No, that's right. The other part of this, too, is, UConn didn't even – so UConn is 15th in most NCAA appearances overall. They didn't make the tournament until the 50s for the first time.
Hmm.
And so all of their stuff is very recent, right? Kentucky's first appearance, 1942, Carolina, 41, Kansas, 40, Indiana, 40, Villanova, 39, Arkansas, 41, that kind of stuff. Illinois, 42, Oklahoma, 39. Had a decade's lead on UConn just even making the tournament. Michigan State didn't make the tournament until 1957, right? That kind of stuff, where these schools were not basketball schools and became them much more recently. Poor Avery is realizing Twitter is... How many new followers you got already?
Well, I've gotten a few, but that's not why I'm laughing. Oh, okay. And been shaking my head like the last 10 minutes or so.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's a totally different reason.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you want to tell us the reason?
My mom almost blew up her rented house a couple weeks ago. And y'all think I'm the crazy one.
Oh, I still think that.
Man, she could have been True Crime Tuesday next week.
The thing is, the landlord already had to remodel it with them living there once. Mm. That wasn't their fault. That was a hurricane fault. But, that would have been fine. The paper shredder decided that it was going to malfunction and blow up.
Oh, jeez. Paper shredder. Can you imagine dying because of a paper shredder? Only your family, Avery. Lightning strike hits the paper shredder and knocks your mom out of commission. Of course.
Yeah, that would be my family.
Yeah, it would. But, I'll wrap up the UConn thing because I've been railing on it for 10 minutes. But, Kansas's first title was 70 years before its last one, 52 to 2022. And that's cool, and they're absolutely a blue blood because of how many titles they've won. But they have four in that span. For UConn to have five since 99 is what it reminds me of, actually, is the Spurs in the NBA. I think no one thinks of the Spurs as an all-time great franchise in the NBA, but they absolutely are, and their sustained greatness during the last 20 years was absolutely. Yeah, well,
how many championships did they win? Four.
Yeah,
four maybe.
I think that's
four
right.
NBA championships.
I should have had that number ready when I
No, I'm sure. I'm almost positive it was four.
They have won five championships since 1999. 99, 03, 05, 07, and 2014. And it just – so it feels a little like that where they didn't win them back-to-back, so we don't think of them as dynastic. But in college basketball, five in 25 years is unbelievable. I mean, it is. It's unheard of, frankly. So just a cool stat. And I think it's actually – you know what? If you're rooting for something this weekend, it might be that UConn wins because you get to watch that history. Or – if you're a Kentucky fan, you're probably rooting against it so they don't get one closer to the eight.
Go Miami.
Right, exactly.
Go Miami. Yeah. Oh, man. No. All right. Well, that's...
So you got baseball tonight? Are you... How warm is it there?
It's supposed to be 66 today.
Oh, how about that? All
right. Now, at 6 o'clock tonight, from 6 to 8 tonight, it'll plummet rapidly.
I was going to ask, are you in a dry enough environment where, like, the high temperature and the low temperature, it happens just, like, pretty immediately?
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as the sun, and I've said this about Denver's climate, it can be, Louis, it can be 90 during the day.
Right.
And as soon as that sun goes behind the mountain, you need a sweater to go outside.
Somebody texted me.
It is boom.
Multiple people on the text line saying something like, not wanting to be creepy, but Avery's voice is exactly what she looks like.
Hmm.
Thanks.
It's generally positive, I will tell you. Yes.
Great.
Okay. 564-8100. Call your senator today about at least getting the sports betting bill to the floor for the last day of the legislative meet. That is today. 564-8100. You can do it. At Maxwell Wise on Twitter. At KY Senate Prez on Twitter. At, what do we got to do here? At Senate 7 KY on Twitter. At Senator Jimmy on Twitter. Let's go get the word out for sports betting in this state. The votes are there, but they will not bring it to the floor. So let's put a little pressure on them. Thank you, Dan.
And
I will see you tomorrow at 10.
2 hours. 2 hours and 20 minutes till the first pitch at Wrigley Field. We'll be back again tomorrow. This has been Issel and Louie, ESPN 680, 105.7. Picks without Pat tomorrow. Tune in.
And a San Diego State guest at 11:30. How about that?
Oh, perfect. That's great. Have a great day, everybody.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition. And I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift, 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.